on the next episode of The Earl Ingram Show. We're having a heartfelt and deeply important conversation that too many people avoid, but everyone needs to hear. Earl welcomes Shyla Deacon, Family Service Counselor at Wisconsin Memorial Park, for an honest discussion about burial insurance, cremation options, and the importance of planning ahead. It's not always easy to talk about end-of-life decisions, but doing so can spare your family confusion, financial stress, and emotional hardship during one of the most difficult times in life. What does burial insurance cover? What are the real costs of funerals and cremation? And how can families protect their loved ones through smart, compassionate planning? Shyla brings years of experience and a gentle, knowledgeable approach to a conversation filled with clarity, comfort, and empowerment. You'll learn how to take control of your legacy and give peace of mind to the people who matter most. Whether you're planning for yourself, your parents, or helping a friend through tough decisions, this is the conversation you didn't know you needed, but we'll be so glad you heard. The Earl Ingram Show, where real life, real talk, and real solutions come together. Don't miss it, airing this week on all streaming platforms. Follow us on civicmedia.us or wherever you follow your podcast. Please like and subscribe as well. All right. Welcome back to another segment of the Earl Ingram Show. It is with great honor that we have this conversation this morning. I've always said that the purpose of what I do, and I don't call it a show, because I think it's important that we cover information that all of us, no matter, you know, where we are, you know, what our lot in life, are going to have to deal with, no matter what our nationality, we're going to have to deal with these issues. And so it is with that backdrop that I welcome Wisconsin Memorial Parks on Garrett Rose, who is the senior president, Tricia Holman, who is a senior family counselor, Michelle Russell Hopert. Miss Russell Hopert.
Yep, 28 years here at Wisconsin,
sir. Oh, okay. And Miss Shyla Deacon, who is a family service worker as well. So welcome to all of you. Let's, you know, this is one of those subjects that people shy away from. I'm a guy who's sitting here who's 70 years of age. And so the evil consequences of time claim everybody. It doesn't matter who you are or what your lot is in life. We all have a time that's appointed to, allotted to us when we come into this world. We're born and we die. So nobody escapes that. But anybody can answer this question. Why is it, do you think, that people are so afraid to even entertain the reality that all of us are going to be leaving here? Anybody can answer that question.
Hello, my name is Garrett, as you already mentioned. I just want to personally, first of all, thank you for your time. That's very gracious of you, and we greatly appreciate the opportunity. I've been in this industry for 30 plus years now, and I think one of the biggest fears that people have is just the unknown. You know, what am I going to do? Who needs to be involved? What is this going to cost? There are so many decisions that need to be made when the time comes. To your point, we're all going to die at some point in time. And when people don't know, it's just overwhelming. And we see this each and every day. So that's why whenever we have an opportunity, as this one is, to share just a little bit of information with our community and your listeners, we greatly value it, because our job as educators is to let people know how we can make this easier for them. Because of the fears that you mentioned, it's just something that people don't want to talk about just because of the unknown. And we want to tell people and educate people, with people like Shyla, Michelle, and Trish, on how it is our responsibility to make this easier for people.
You know, Mr. Rose and all the others, you know, I've been on the side where loved ones have gone on without any preparation, and the families if you really had a chance, those loved ones who have gone on, if they really knew that the stress and the strain that happens to their families and the people that they love by there not being a plan, I think they would certainly, you know, could do it all over again. They would do some preparation. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And a lot of people fear, and I think that they think that when they talk to us, that there's going to be pressure and we're asking to make a commitment. And it's not like that at all. We are educators, as I said earlier. And so just to start what we call the conversation really gets things going, and we can address any and all concerns that you just mentioned to the people who live in our community. It's an opportunity that we take every day whenever we can.
Well, you know, I'm from a large family. There were 13 of us. And so, again, having experienced, and I'm always the kind of guy who's willing to be open about my own family and the struggles from people who all love the person who's gone, and sometimes it can create consternation between family members. It really is an important time, and I think it's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure we covered that in this segment.
Thank you, sir. Yes, it's a great question, and I appreciate being able to answer it, at least initially.
All right, so when do you begin? I mean, so certainly you're 20 years old and your whole life is ahead of you. Or do you wait until you're like me, 70 years old? I mean, where would one begin? And anybody can answer this question.
Michelle Russell Hoppert here. I think it all begins, doesn't matter what age you are, it begins when you first start talking about it with your family and your friends as to how you'd like to be memorialized. Sometime over general conversation, you know, people sometimes, it strikes a conversation when they've lost someone recently or they know someone who lost someone. Just by having that conversation in the very beginning, by telling your loved one, you know, if something were to happen to me, I'd like to be cremated, or I'd like to be buried in the wall, or I'd like traditional burial, you know, like grandma or grandpa, whatever the case may be, that's where it begins. It begins with your first initial conversation, just talking about it with those who are closest to you.
You know, this is a subject matter that I know a lot about from the perspective of, you know, my mother made preparations for her, you know, death 40 years before she passed. And, you know, the way things were monetarily 40 years before she passed, which at that time was sufficient, and the time she passed were like, you know, two ships passing in the night. When do you start looking at it? You may have already just made plans, but decades have gone by. How do you suggest to people that you stay on top of these things?
Well, from time to time, we actually here at Wisconsin Memorial Park, we tend to do file reviews. And what I mean by that is we generally contact our families, and we try to keep their records up to date, because within 40 years, like what your mom did, people tend to move. Sometimes they stay in the same home, but sometimes their phone numbers change. And just like right now with technology, you know, there's emails that are involved. People do so many things different now. So what we generally do is we try to keep the families, their records up to date, and we try to call them. We have a lot of families here, so we can't always get to everybody, but we try to get to as many people as we possibly can to keep their records up to date.
So life insurance and the fact that people have life insurance. I know my dad, you know, worked at a place for, I don't know, 40 years, 35 years, and he had a life insurance policy from the company. But, you know, that changed. The older you get, the number on that policy that you've had tends to decline. So there's so many different aspects of this that people, even those who have prepared, I've met with these things. Anybody can respond to that.
So I'll speak to that a little bit. And I've encountered this several times since I've been working here. And I've been here since February of this year. And what I've noticed in some of my conversations is that people are saying, well, yeah, I have life insurance to cover my cemetery expenses. But life insurance is for the living. You know, life insurance is for, you know, part of that legacy that we leave behind for our families, right? So when someone passes away, if your wife passes away, or if you pass away, there should be monies reserved left over just in case she needs to pay the house off or, you know, continue with the children's education and so on and so forth. And so there's opportunities and there's ways, there's easier ways to take care of your cemetery expenses by, you know, making monthly payments, you know, planning things out beforehand before the time of need. So that way life insurance can be used for what it's really for. Which is for the living.
So, Ms. Rose, I would ask you, so here we are. So it's one thing to make these preparations ahead of time. I don't know what the average funeral costs today. I don't know. People may say it would be from $10,000 and up. That is a tremendous sum of money for some. And almost appears to be something that is, you know, beyond reach. If we're talking about setting things up on a monthly basis and those types of things, you know, when should we begin planning that?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because, like, when you mentioned your mom, how she did it 40 years ago, here at Wisconsin Memorial Park or any cemetery or any funeral home, I can say for Wisconsin Memorial Park, if you start planning with us early, just as you mentioned, those prices go up. If you plan with us early, it locks your price in. You know, I've been here for 28 years, so I've seen the prices, how they've changed, you know, how things can start off, you know, like a grave space could $500 years ago, and now it could be $8,000, you know, depending on what you're looking at. But one thing that's really good is if you start, as soon as your brain says it's time to start, you lock those prices in and you're able to make payments. But generally when someone passes away, you don't have that time to make those payments. You have a matter of maybe 3 to 5 days or 7 at the most to make the decisions really quick. And at that time, you tend to do more emotional spending. And what I mean by that is you tend to spend more money when your loved one has passed because you're thinking, you know what, they would really love this, or I feel they deserve this. And you're spending money on your emotions. But if you take the time while you're alive, you're doing good, you're healthy, to actually look into the prices and shop just like you shop for everything else, you take your time then and actually get prices, you can actually lock those prices in.
You know, one of the things I've noticed happening more now than probably before, it's cremation. And so that there are so many people, again, based on cost of funerals, that they're choosing cremation. Let's talk a little bit about cremation. And, you know, people somehow think that there's not a whole lot of price associated with cremation. What is the process for cremation?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because sometimes when we meet with families, and they say, well, I'll tell you this. Many years ago, people used to come in here and used to whisper about cremation. And as you just mentioned, cremation is coming very big. It most certainly is. And I can tell you, with cremation becoming so big now, there are so many options. Like when I speak with families, sometimes families want to do a viewing first. And what I mean by that is their body is viewed in the casket first, and then after the services are complete, then they have their loved one cremated, or at that time, they could have a celebration of life. As of right now, with cremation being so big on the rise, people sometimes say, oh, I want to be cremated and maybe turn into a diamond, or maybe I want to be cremated, placed in a glass front location. And someone called it this weekend a shadow box, and that's where you can be cremated, have your cremains in an actual glass front where you can actually decorate it with photo frames. You could be cremated, placed in a rock. That's like a boulder. You could be cremated, placed in a cherry wood front, you know, where you can actually be in a smaller compartment that's called a niche. that's designed for cremation. There are so many options now for cremation. And when you ask the question, like, what's the process? One thing in the state of Wisconsin that a lot of families don't realize, in other states, you can do everything in one place. But in the state of Wisconsin, you actually need a funeral home as well as a cemetery, two separate places, because we are not licensed to pick up your loved one and prepare your loved one. So the funeral home is still needed. So you do need to make sure you do shopping that way too, because they'll have to come and pick your loved one up.
So, you know, someone having been ill for an extended period of time, and so you have time to plan out a funeral, as opposed to what we see happening all too often today, is sudden deaths and people dying unexpectedly. Let's talk a little bit about how difficult a process that is.
Well, Mr. Ingram, I can tell you, I'll tell you just one thing that we see here each and every day. When we meet with families to make those final arrangements and someone has pre-arrangements and another family doesn't, there is a huge difference in sitting down with that family who has already made pre-arrangements and they've most of the time paid for everything versus what you just described. Someone who has lost somebody suddenly and they haven't talked about this at all. I cannot tell you the difference between those two families and the level of comfort, assurance that those families who have pre-arranged with us versus those who haven't. It's an entirely different situation. And that's why I think the importance of at least talking about pre-arrangements and much less paying for it is so important to the families that we tell this story to each and every day.
So whether someone pre-arranges with your company or with whomever, pre-arranging and sitting down to have this dialogue and this conversation is without question something that if we haven't done it as of yet, we need to be doing it immediately.
Can I just say something?
Absolutely.
And add to what Garrett spoke about is that when somebody pre-arranges, they can think about exactly what they want. And because there's two types of spending. There's emotional spending and then spending when you are able to think about exactly what you want. And if somebody is not prearranged, they tend to want the best for their loved ones because they think they deserve the best.
What I mentioned in regards to emotional spending and how people tend to spend more money when their loved one passed away, she was kind of going down that same path that I just mentioned in regards to emotional spending.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to kind of interject with a story that I have. So my mother passed away in January, and I tried to get her to have this conversation about the importance of pre-planning long before she passed away. But, you know, dying in a car accident or dying in a tragic, it's just not something you think about or you think that's going to happen to you. And so the importance of it is to make sure your wishes are, you know, carried through. You know, and then if it's a tragedy, you know, like for me, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to my mother. But when you pre-plan and you document all of your wishes, that's kind of a way to say goodbye to that person as well, you know. And so every day I'm thinking, you know, was it what he would have wanted? You know, would she have wanted to be laid to rest in a black and white dress? You know, would she have wanted these doves? Did she like birds? You know, because we had doves on each side of her casket. So it's just these things that are constant thoughts in my head. And it's hard to think about anything else because she's no longer here. And so for me, there's value in planning and making your final arrangements because, you know, for the person that has children, for the person who has grandchildren, you know, do that for us. you know, do that for the people who love you, and who want you to be memorialized in a way that we appreciate.
So let's talk about life insurance policies. You know, I always remember, like I said, I'm from a family of 13, and my mother would make sure that all of us had life insurance policies. Again, I'm 70 years old, so we're going back a long ways. But they used to sell these policies. They really wound up not having value at all. But it is kind of important. Life insurance is almost as important as the air you breathe, because, you know, the cost associated with, you know, you come into the world as a cost associated with it, and when you leave, there's a cost associated with it. You can't escape either one. So how important is it to make sure that you have life insurance policies on the ones that you love?
Well, Mr. Ingram, one of the simplest ways I can describe this to you as far as a life insurance policy versus what we do, and I know this through experience. I've met with several families who are making funeral arrangements. When I was working in our funeral homes, they would come in and say, well, mom and dad took out a life insurance policy 30 years ago to cover funeral expenses. Well, the difference between a life insurance policy and what we offer is what we can do is price protect what the family chooses. So when these families come in and they give us a life insurance policy intended to cover expenses that was written 20, 30 years ago, to your example, the price of the services that the family wants has changed drastically over 20 to 30 years. And that life insurance policy oftentimes doesn't cover everything they thought it would be. The second thing is life insurance policies tend to take sometimes a lot of time to be issued to the family, sometimes in excess of 90 days. And funeral home and cemeteries, expectation is for the expenses to be paid prior to the burial. So those two things really are significant when you talk about life insurance policies versus what we do.
Okay, so all of this, I think, is just extremely important. If there are people who are going to be listening to this who have not had to experience any of the things that we are talking about now, as, you know, the elders used to say to me, just live long enough, and this will be an important conversation to you and your family. So it includes everybody. What do you guys want to say as we get ready to wrap this up?
Just from my experience being here, there's pride in knowing that these things are taken care of. It's pride in knowing that, you know, once I pass away, my children don't have to worry about it. My grandchildren, my spouse does not have to worry about this because I've taken the steps necessary to make sure everything is taken care of. And so there's no age on it. I'm in my 40s. I've started the process of making my final arrangements. My mother was 70. She never did it. We wish she would have. And there's 30-year-olds just getting married, newlyweds, that are making this a part of their budget, you know, because, you know, we say to families, you know, you get health insurance in case something happens. You get car insurance to protect yourself in case there was an accident. Well, wouldn't it make sense to plan for something that, you know, will happen? You know, so it just makes sense to start the conversation. And that's all we do. We just want to start that conversation, like Garrett said, start the conversation about the steps it takes to start the process.
You know, Mr. Rose, I have to ask you, we talked about the difference in a life insurance policy and taking out a life insurance policy and also going directly with a funeral home or a cemetery. If I take out a policy for life insurance, I am covered immediately. And even once I sign on the dotted line, I am covered. Is that the case with a funeral home or a cemetery?
Yes, sir. Once you sit down and meet with one of our advisors and we have everything written down, and there are options, you can pay for everything in full at the time, or as we mentioned earlier, you can make payments. But once that is done, those prices are guaranteed for you, for the family. And I hope that answers your question.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, okay, if I'm locked in with insurance, I bought the policy today, I die tomorrow, the insurance company will cover me. If I begin the process with a cemetery, and today, and I die tomorrow, it's not the same. You're not going to cover that person. Are you?
Well, yes, we do it. We accept insurance. The only difference that I would recommend to families, just as you mentioned, when you take out that policy and you sign for it, you know in your mind you're covered. The same thing here with the cemetery.
No, hold on. So for the sake of clarity, I'm not asking whether or not you accept an insurance policy for the listeners and those who are listening. If once I came in and signed that policy and the evil consequences of time step in and I don't have a chance to continue paying for that, then I'm not covered through the cemetery. Is that correct? Yeah, it's straightforward. It's there's a yes or no answer to that. I go and fill out and sign a contract with an insurance company, life insurance policy. From that point, I am covered. It doesn't matter. I made one payment, and if I died tomorrow, I'm still covered. If I go into a cemetery and I sign to a contract with that cemetery, and the same thing happens, I die tomorrow, the cemetery is not going to cover me because they're not guaranteeing that I'm going to be covered.
You would be covered, Mr. Ingram, at the price of that contract. So let's say you come in and you write a contract with us for X amount of services, and then the next day, unfortunately, you might need them. We would honor those prices, but the balance of that contract
has to be paid.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. That's yes. A major difference between an insurance company and if we're talking about doing this through the cemetery. I have to be straightforward, and people are listening, and we have to make sure that people get the clarity on what these things are. So,
of course, I appreciate the question.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys. I think it's really important information. I hope that people begin the process. Is it a strenuous process when people come in and prepare?
It can be from time to time, but I do want to interject one more thing in regards to insurance. I do know what the insurance policies, when you do sign on the dotted line, and we deal with a lot of families with insurance, sometimes insurance will not pay out and guarantee it if it's less than 2 years. So you need to actually make sure you look at all the fine print as well on the insurance policy. But yes, to answer your question, is it a strenuous process? It's strenuous if you are planning at the time when someone passed away versus planning in advance. It makes it so much easier for your family.
Well, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out. I think it's critically important, again, that we broach the subject. It's not a subject that people are, clamoring for or jumping in line. But it is as important as, kind of fervor that we present when someone is born and a child is born and we celebrate. That reality is the same. Once our loved one passes, and we need to make sure that we plan for those things. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.